Good morning, sisters and brothers in the Dharma. Today, I'm happy here at Mahavihara, Toronto, to share with you the meditation. Today, I'd like to teach you mindfulness of body and mind. Mindfulness of your body and mind. Mind and body constitute five aggregates of clinging, pancha upadana khanda. And these five aggregates of clingings is dukkha satya, the truth of suffering, which must be fully known. This is the reason why we should investigate mind and body, which are the subject of our clinging, and it is the truth of suffering. Without fully understand mind and body, or five aggregates of clinging, we cannot escape from suffering. And for this sitting, I will just teach you how to mindful of body first, because body is grosser than mind. And in Mahagopalaka Sutta, Buddha said, the Lord Buddha said, if a monk does not understand rupa, matter, the monk cannot grow in the Dharma and Vinaya. So what Buddha meant, if a practitioner does not understand the body, which make up of rupa or matter, then he cannot make progress in the Dharma. So it is essential to understand fully what is body, or in the ultimate sense we call rupa in Pali, matter, materiality. So what is this matter or body? Body is composed of four elements. Mahabhuta Dhatu. Number one is Pathavi Dhatu, earth element. Number two is Apo Dhatu, water element. Number three, wind element, Vayu Dhatu. And last one, Pathavi Apo Tejo. Number three is Tejo Dhatu, temperature, or fire element. Number fourth is wind element, Vayu Dhatu. So this body is consists of these four elements. And it is called Dhatu in Pali. What does it mean? Dhatu means it carries its own characteristic. So each element has its own characteristic. For example, Pathavi Dhatu, earth element, has hardness and roughness as its characteristic. Whenever you feel hardness and roughness in the body, this is earth element. And water element, Apo Dhatu, has flowing and cohesion as its characteristic. So whenever you feel the flowing, like tears flowing, sweat flowing, urine flowing, blood flowing, it is water element. And whenever you feel tightness in the body, the binding together of all organs, flesh, sinew, and so on, it is water element, which has cohesion as its characteristic. Pathavi Agho Tejo and temperature element or fire element has heat and cold as its characteristic. But you should understand heat and cold is relative. Two cannot exist together. When it's very hot, then it's heat. When it's less hot, it's cold. So when you see the heat in the body, you recognize it is fire element. And when you see less hot, not as cold as like ice, as long as it is less hot, then it is cold. It's also water, temperature element or Tejo Dhatu. Then the last one, Vayu Dhatu, wind element, has supporting and pushing as its characteristic. You can sit very erect. Why? Because of the supporting force that make you sit straight. So if you can recognize this supporting force, then you understand it is wind element, Vayu Dhatu. And another characteristic of wind element is pushing, movement. Any movement in the body, for example, the movement in of the wind in the body is also Vayu Dhatu. And the beating of the heart, the rising and falling of the abdomen is all caused by wind element. So this body only consists of these four elements. So when you feel heat in the body, you must understand this heat is not I, not mine, not myself. It is only the characteristic of heat element. So if you feel tightness in the body, you should not recognize, you should not misunderstand that this is mine, I feel hardness, I feel tightness. Instead, you must understand this is the characteristic of water element. If you can understand your body in this way, according to elements, then you can remove the personality view, Sakkaya Ditthi. You will not identify heat, cold, movement, supporting, tightness, mine or myself. In the practice of the Dharma, it's very important to remove Sakkaya Ditthi. The aim of the practice is to remove the personality view first, before you can achieve Sotapanna, before you can achieve stream enterer. So how can you understand the body? By way of four elements meditations. So today I will teach you mindfulness of the body by way of four element meditation. But before I start, I would like to explain to you first what is mindfulness, sati. Sati in Pali. Mindfulness is pure awareness of what is happening at this this moment without any judgment, without any criticism, without any preference. Just pure awareness, without involving your own opinion, your own like or dislike. This is mindfulness. Now, recognizing what is happening at this moment without any judgment, without passing any judgment on it, without any preference, like or dislike. Purely aware. This is the first one. The second element of sati, mindfulness, is acceptance. You accept what is happening at this moment without any resistance. Because when you aware of the body, you may feel a lot of unpleasant sensation. So at that time, you may resist. You may not like it. So the moment you resist or you pass on judgment, I don't like it, it is not good, it is bad, then this is not sati. This is not mindfulness anymore. You are practicing for the self, like and dislike. So mindfulness is pure awareness of what is happening at this moment without judgment, passing any judgment, and fully accept what is happening, whether it's good or bad, without resistance, with complete equanimity, upekkha. So if you bring in any view, any judgment, and any opinion to the body, then at that time you have no more mindfulness. You are thinking only. And you are strengthening your personality view. If you bring in your own opinion and judgment, or like or dislike. So in order to fully understand, or in order to make good progress in your meditation, you must understand two things. What? Number one, what is real mindfulness? Must understand the definition of mindfulness well. Secondly, you must understand what are the four elements. What are the characteristics of earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. If you can understand these two well, you are bound to make progress in your meditation. Okay, so let us start now. You just follow my instruction. Okay, you close your eyes, sit properly with body erect, relax, no tension, remove your spectacles. It's very relaxed, as long as you not bring in the self, the meditation becomes very relaxed. Okay, breathe in deeply 3 times. Breathing in, breathing out, relax. Breathing in, breathing out, relax. Breathing in, breathing out, relax. Now I want you to scan your body from top of the head down to the soles. So keep the attention on the top of the head. Place your attention on the top of the head. Just aware the sensation on the top of the head. Purely aware. don't tense your mind. The pure awareness has no any strain of it, the mind. Move down your attention to the forehead. If you feel the cold or heat of the forehead, then please recognize it as heat element or fire element, Tejo Dhatu. If you cannot feel anything, it's also fine. Just aware. Move down your attention to the cheek, both cheeks. Relax your mind. Don't strain your mind. If you feel the hardness of the cheeks, then recognize it as earth element, Pathavi Dhatu. The nose, the lips, if you feel the softness of the lips, it is also Pathavi Dhatu, the opposite of hardness. The jaw. If you feel the hardness of the jaw, recognize it as earth element. You don't have to purposely find the elements. If it appears clear to you, then you recognize it. But if you cannot feel any sensation, it's also fine. Just know it. Move your attention to the back of the head, the whole back of your head. As a whole, and don't try to feel anything, but just aware what it appears to your attention. move down to your neck, the back of your neck. If you cannot feel anything, just aware. Or if any sensation appear in your mind, just know. For example, tension, strain, tingling, just know it without passing any judgment. Front of the neck. Move your attention to the front of the neck. Both shoulders. If you feel the stiffness on the shoulders, recognize it as earth element, Pathavi Dhatu. Don't react to the unpleasant sensation. If it's unpleasant sensation, know it is unpleasant sensation. Accept it with equanimity. Move your attention down to the both arms. Elbows, feel the hardness of the bone. Move down again to the both hands. Both palms. You may feel tingling of your fingertips. Just aware of the sensation. Pure awareness. Now move your attention to the chest. Please aware what is happening at that area. Move down again to the upper abdomen. Aware of whatever sensation appear in your mind. Lower abdomen. If you feel the corners, then it is fire element. If you feel the hot heat, it is also fire element. Recognize it as fire element. Move your attention to the upper back. Feel the sensation on the upper back. When you are moving your attention from part to part of the body, in fact, you are also healing your body system. It's also very good for your health. lower back. Just move your attention to the lower back without doing anything. Keep your awareness there. And if whatever sensation or elements appear in your mind, just know it. That's all. If nothing becomes clear to you, then just keep your attention on the lower back. You don't have to do anything. Move your attention down to the buttock. To the right thigh. Aware of whatever sensation appear there. This is the way to develop your mindfulness toward the body. The left thigh, right knee, you may feel the hardness there, the hardness of the bone. Or the heat element. The left knee. The right calf muscle. The left calf muscle. the right foot. Just aware whatever sensation appear in your awareness. It may be tingling, heat, tension, cold, flowing, tightness, cohesion, and so on. Now aware of right, the toes, each toes of your right foot, one by one. You may feel the vibrations or the tingling. If you don't feel anything, it's also fine. Try not to create the sensation. Just aware whatever appears in your mind. Nothing appears is also fine. Just keep your attention there. The pure awareness can heal your body. Now keep your attention to the each toes of the left foot. If you cannot feel the toes, then just feel the sensation. Forget the form of the body. Form is not important. What important is the sensation that appear there. The elements, the characteristic of elements that appear there. Okay, now we move one more round from the top of the head down to the sole again. Now keep your attention to the top of the head again. relax your mind. Don't strain your mind. The forehead, both eyes, both ears, both cheeks, nose, lips, jaw, the whole back of the head. Please don't react to any unpleasant sensation that may appear. Just aware, if it is unpleasant sensation, purely know, accept that it is unpleasant sensation without passing any judgment. This is the way to cultivate, to develop mindfulness of the body. The both arm, the both shoulders. Keep your awareness on the both shoulders. Some of the unpleasant sensation on the body is the reflection of your mind. Our emotion can produce method in the body. The unhealthy emotion can produce a lot of tensions in the body. The moment you keep the pure awareness on that part of the body, you are healing the body system. Both arms. Move your awareness to the both arms, both elbows, both hands. You can move your awareness inches by inches down, or see it as a whole. each fingers of right hand, each fingers of left hand one by one. Move your awareness to the chest. The upper abdomen, please remain equanimous towards whatever sensation appear on the body. No liking or disliking. Just accept it as it really is, without resistance, without preference. Lower back, you may feel painful sensation, just aware painful sensation or unpleasant sensation as it really is, with equanimity. Both move down your attention to buttock. You may feel the hardness, the buttock touching the cushion, touching the chair. Just aware it as it really is. The right knee, the right thigh. The left thigh, the right knee, the left knee, the right calf muscle, the left calf muscle, right foot, the left foot, each toes of the right foot. Each toes of the left foot. Keep your attention under the navel, the lower abdomen, nursing the qi. So there is the mindfulness of the body to help you to develop mindfulness and to help you to understand what is this body. If you can understand this two, mindfulness and the reality of the body, then your understanding will become deeper and deeper towards the body, which is one of the five aggregates of clinging that must be fully understood. And also, according to Chinese Qi Gong, if you move your attention, pure awareness from top of the head to the toes, then you are healing your body system. So it's good for your cultivation of the mind and also good for your body. Okay, so far any question or any doubt you need me to clarify? If no question, then we go for any question. Yes.
Yes. One question for me that when we try to concentrate, but people maybe at the early morning, we feel sleepy.
You feel sleepy because you eat too heavy breakfast. You should eat less. Whenever you come for meditation, you must eat less. If you don't have sleepiness, So at lunchtime, please eat less. If not 1 o'clock, you still will feel the sleepiness again. So if you feel sleepiness, open your eyes. Open your eyes and look at the light. The light can awaken your mind. Okay. So, and if you feel sleepiness, you can move your awareness faster. Faster, scanning very fast. One round after another, very fast. But because now you have to listen to my instruction, then you shouldn't do your own way. But when you are alone, you feel sleepiness, you scan the body very fast, make your mind alert. Okay? Yes? Yes. It's good to continue because now I want you to understand the whole body, not part of the body. I want to understand the whole body's, the structure of the whole body. So if you stay at one part, then you miss another part of the body. But if you want to heal the discomfort of the body, then you can stop at that part. Just keep your awareness there. Then aware of that unpleasant sensation. Then you will see it change. But now you have to follow my instruction. Move on. You know. So, anybody feel the unpleasant sensation in the body? Please grab your hand. Only few. Okay. As time goes on, you have more sitting, the more unpleasant feeling will come. Okay? So sometimes the unpleasant feeling is the reflection of the mind. The emotion we have that produce a lot of unpleasant feeling in the body. Because every time when the negative emotion arises, we resist, we push it away. In fact, it passed to the body. Because of a negative emotion, they leave the residue, or that it passed to the body and is hindered, or kept in the body. So mind and body is interrelated, interconnected. So as you keep your awareness, scan the body with pure awareness without passing any judgment, you are in fact healing your body system. And also, this way of meditation helps you to cultivate a negative attitude towards the unpleasant feeling. Because you try to keep equanimity towards unpleasant feeling. Without this equanimity, we tend to react, to push away the unpleasant feeling in our daily life. Unpleasant feeling, unpleasant emotions, unpleasant physical sensation. This pushing away is the manifestation of anger. That in fact hurts the body even more. So by cultivating equanimity towards whatever sensation appear in the body, this is very, very positive attitude that you should have to deal with your up and down of your life. Okay.
So you experiment yourself every night, and when you do a body scan, if you find you are a lot of one element, what does it mean?
You find a lot of element in one place.
No, in several places the same element, like earth, like hardness.
Yes, yes.
What does that mean?
You understand the element. So when you listen, you understand. If you understand the characteristic of each element, then you understand the body is just it's just a constituent of elements. It's not I, not mine, not myself. The purpose is to help you to understand the body is not I, not mine, not myself. The body is a constituent of elements. This is called correct vision, correct understanding. It's very important to fully understand mind and body. Okay. So any other question? Okay, no, then we stop here for walking meditation. Walking meditation, we are practicing mindfulness of the four elements as well. So when you walk slowly only for today. Yeah? When you go back home, you can walk normally. Okay? When you lift, lifting your feet, your foot, lifting, you're just aware how the wind element carry your foot. This is called wind element. Lifting, you aware the wind element carry your foot, then pushing down. When pushing down, you may feel the tension, the heaviness. Heaviness is what element? Earth element. So you must understand earth element first. Then you will know what is this element, what is that element. Okay. So when you place down your foot, you may feel heaviness of your foot. This is earth element. Then touching the foot, you feel the hardness. Hardness is what element? Earth element. You may feel the cold. This is fire element. Okay. Then again, another foot lifting. So not all the time you feel the same element. If your mind is alert, mindful enough, each movement has different element. So first when you lift the foot, you may feel the wind element. But second time when you lift the foot, you may feel another element. So don't always think only one element. If your mind is so careless, you may think only wind element. But if your mind is careful, you are a careful observer, then you may feel different elements. So lifting, you don't know what element you are going to see. So you just lifting, then observe what element appear clear to your mind. If it's wind element, you know it's wind element. If it's earth element, you know it's earth element. Then placing down. Again, lifting, placing down. Lifting, placing down. So you should walk in this way. In this short walking meditation. Okay? Okay. Because now, today we are practicing mindfulness of the body, we neglect the breath first. Breath is another meditation. Okay? But if you want, also can. I just want you to experience more elements. Understand more elements first. Okay? So go ahead. Move slowly, so you can see the element clearly.